This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's Parsha Sheh, Parsha Shlach Lecha. I have two offerings to share with you this evening, two very interesting things. Parsha Shlach Lecha, of course, deals with the Meraglim. And there is the famous, you can picture it in your mind's eye, the famous incident that after the Meraglim come back and they share their devastating report, Kalev tries to damage limitation. So let's take a look at the Pasuk. Vayahas Kalev Esa'om El Moshe. Says Rashi, what does Vayahas mean? Says Rashi in the first box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. Vayahas Kalev Hishtik Es Kulo. He silenced the crowd. And we will inherit the land. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Vayas Kolev Esha'om El Moshe. He silenced the people El Moshe. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Lishmoya Mashe Yedaber Moshe. To hear what he would say B'Moshe about Moshe. I.e. Tzovach V'Omar. Kolev shouted and said, V'chizu Bilvad Osalonu Ben Amram. Is this all that Ben Amram did? Hashemeya Hoyesavur. The listeners, the rabble, who had just heard the bad report, and it was like a mob mentality, they were all waiting to hear, as Rashi says, Sove Shebola Sape Bignusai, he's coming to speak disparagingly against Moshe Rabbeinu. Mitoich Shai Beliba Moshe Bishvil Divri HaMeraglim, they were suddenly, he was public enemy number one, because of what the Meraglim said. Shosku Kulam Nishmoya Bignusai. They all were silent to hear the gnus, the negative comments against Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, when he got the quiet, Omar, he said, but Moshe Rabbeinu, V'halei kora lonu es hayom, he tore the sea, he split the sea, V'harid lonu es hamon, V'hegiz lonu es haslov, he brought the mon down, V'hegiz es haslov, he delivered the slav, etc., etc. So V'yas Kolev, it was a clever strategy. He wanted to try and quash the rebellion, so he got there quiet, he pretended to begin to speak negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, and then actually he turned it around 180 degrees and said, Moshe Rabbeinu is remarkable, look how powerful he is, Korlon is Hayom, Harudon is Hamon, Higazon is Haslav. Interestingly, how did he sort of intimate that he was being disparaging against Moshe Rabbeinu? He doesn't call him Moshe. What does he call him? V'chizu bilvad asalonu ben Amram. Is this all that Ben Amram doesn't call him Moshe? You see that when Moshe is called Ben Amram, it's like a derogatory term. It shows that there's no chashivas inherently in and of himself, but he's Ben Amram. I don't want to call him Moshe. And I heard that what I'm going to share with you, I heard from Rabbi Hartman, and Rabbi Hartman told me that Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, when he heard this from, brings a proof from a Rashi in Tehillim. Why? If you look in Rashi in Tehillim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, this is the next box. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, B'nei Ish Adme Kavoidi Lechlima, sons of man, says David HaMelech, how long will my honor be disgraced? Te'ehovun Rig Tevakshu Kozov Sela. How long will you love futility? How long will you constantly seek lies? This is David HaMelech talking about the bizyonus that he suffered, the disgraces which he suffered. B'ni ish admo chvoidi l'chlima. Says Rashi, admo chvoidi l'chlima, how long will my honor be disgraced? Admo say atem mevazim osi. How long are you going to criticize and make fun of me? And Rashi gives four examples. Ro'isi es ben Yishai. Mi David umi ben Yishai. Bekores b'nei am, I think it is b'nei ben Yishai. Etc. Ain li shame. I don't have a name. They're just calling me Ben Yishai. So you see that Ben Amram, Ben Yishai, is considered a derogatory term. Okay, fine. The difficulty is this. I'll find you an instance where Ben Amram is used in the very positive sense. Take a look at Parshas Beshalach in box number 3. V'omar Paray, this is the very beginning of Parshas Beshalach. He hears that the Bnei Yisrael have escaped, they've gone out of Mitzrayim. He let them go, but he now regrets it. For Omar Parad of Bnei Yisrael, Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz, Sogar Aleihim Hamidbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, this is what Paro is going to say, that they're sort of trapped in the Midbar, v'chizakti eslev Paro, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to harden Paro's heart, v'rodaf acharein v'kovdu b'farav v'cholcheil v'yodim yisram k'ani Hashem v'ya'asu kein. In other words, that they pretend they're sort of trapped and they're turning around, heading back to Mitzrayim. Says Rashi there in the beginning of Bashalach, v'ya'asu kein, that the Bnei Yisrael will follow Moshe Rabbeinu to the letter, lahagid shvochon sheshomu l'kol Moshe, that they listen to the voice of Moshe to sort of to turn around and head back, as it were, towards Mitzrayim, to intimate that they're sort of lost and confused in the Midbar. And they won't say, how can we go back to Mitzrayim where we've been persecuted all these years? We need to escape, we need to go the other way. But rather they said, Ein lonu ela divrei ben Amram. We only have the words of Ben Amram to follow. That's a praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're confident, they're going to follow the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet they call him Ben Amram. So how does that fit in to everything we've said so far? Ben Amram is considered a derogatory term. So the answer is found in this, it's not addressing this question, but when we learn this, Ben Yehoyada will be able to answer the question. There's a Ben Yehoyada in the beginning of Baba Kama. Now there is a rule in Shas. The rule is, Divrei Torah Midivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon. If you look at the bottom box of the first page, Divrei Torah Midivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon, which means that if you've got a Torah law, Torah matter, you shouldn't learn it, you can't learn it from Sukkim in Novi or Ksuvim. In other words, you can't, because the Torah has a different state, a different level to that of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and therefore Divrei Torah Midivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon. But it's interesting how it calls it Divrei Kabbalah. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Had the Karin of Psukim Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah, nearly Besiyata Deshmaya, the Omru Rabbeinu Zichrin Levracha, Kol HaNevi'im Nisnabu B'Kai, all the Nevi'im, when they prophesied, they did it with Kai. That means Kai Omar Hashem and things like that. Moshe HaRabbeinu Alav HaShalom, Nisnabu B'Zeh, He didn't use the Lashon of Kai, he used the Lashon, the expression of Zeh. Tichsiv, Zeh HaDovah Shetziva Hashem. The Kosov HaRav Marina Rabbi Yaakov Midubnai, that's the Dubna Magid if I'm not mistaken, in his Sefer Boel Yaakov, HaKavona Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinai. Moshe Rabbeinu is on such a high level, that is, as it were, the Shechina is talking through his throat. V'lekein omar zehadova shetziva Hashem. That's why it says zehadova. Ashetziva Hashem zedaika ki ilu shemim hadovim mipnei er hashchina mamish. It's as if the Shechina is talking, and they're saying zehadova. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. His Moshe Rabbeinu is almost like a conduit, a sort of channel through which the Shechina is just talking through him. Zehadova, this is exactly what Hashem said. I'm just a conduit, a transmitter of this message. Aval ha-Nevi'im, heim shomim pi ha-Shechina. The Nevi'im worked in a slightly different way. They heard the Nevuah, v'ach kach motzi'in dvarim chadoshim mipihem, and then they processed that Nevuah, uka'isim ha-dvarim sheshomim mashmi'in usom Yisrael, and then they pass it on to the rest of the Jewish people. They received the word of Hashem, and they then go and impart that to the Jewish people. This is, I think, the message that Hashem said to me. I'm processing it, and now I'm relaying it to you. So, this was the message, but not zeh. Zeh means b'diuk. Exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe, because Moshe was just the means through which the Shechina was talking. Last paragraph, V'lochein, Divrei HaNevi'im Nikraim Divrei Kabbalah. For that reason, Divrei Nevi'im are called Divrei Kabbalah. Kolema, Devorim Eilu, Asher Kiblu HaNevi'im Le'atzvam. They received this Nevuah, V'chayzu, Mamagidim, Kamoisom Yisrael, and they then sort of passed, they conveyed them onto the Jewish people. She'nimsi Yisrael, Lokhu Me'anevi'im, But when it comes to Torah, they received it directly from the Shechina, to Hashchina, he said, "Medaberes mitoich groinoi," because it was talking through the mouth, the throat, as it were, of Moshe Rabbeinu, and mimenu lokchay dvarim elu. Beautiful. So the Ben Yehoyada explains so nicely why Divrei Kabbalah, the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, is called Divrei Kabbalah, because the Navi was Mekabalit himself, and then imparts it onto the Jewish people. And that's why it says Koi, that the Nevi'im, Nisnabu, Kolam Nevi'im, Nisnabu, Bekoi, Koi Amar Hashem, etc., because that's how it worked. It was this sort of message, this idea. Mashenke, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Nisnabu Bezer, Tichsiv Zeh HaDova, because it was Bidiyuk like this. He was just the transmitter of the message. Now, therefore, it comes out that, back to our question, that Ben Amram, sometimes it can be used as a derogatory term, and sometimes it can be used as the greatest of praise. In Pasha Shlach Lecha, when Kalev needs to quieten the crowd, who are anyway turning against Moshe Rabbeinu, he uses the Lashon Ben Amram in a negative sense. The people will think that he's going to say more negative things. Their ears prick up, and they quiet, they listen, and then he turns it around and says wonderful things. And so too with David HaMelech, as we described. Ben Yishai, Mashein came. Here in Parshas Beshalach, when it says Ben Amram, it's the greatest of praises, because here it's reflecting the fact that nothing comes from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. He's pulling himself out of the picture. I'm just a conduit through which the Shekhinah is talking, and therefore we don't even mention Moshe. We sort of he thinks nothing of himself. He takes himself fully out of the picture, and the Shekhinah is just talking through him. It's just a conduit through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transmitting the message. And that's the greatest praise. Interestingly, that's one of the answers to the famous question, where's Moshe Rabbeinu in the Haggadah, the star of the show? Apart from Vayimini B'Hashem Moshe Avdoi, he doesn't appear in the Haggadah. This is one of the answers, because that's the whole point. Moshe Rabbeinu is just a vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to do everything he needed to do. That's exactly the point, and therefore that would be the greatest praise of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it can be both. In our parasha, it's derogatory, but yet in Parshas Peshalach, it's the greatest of praises. Okay, let's carry on. Now, in Halacha Shir tonight, we spoke about the Chosn who jumped the gun. There are other people who jumped the gun in the parasha. How so? At the end of the parasha, later on in the parasha, after this terrible incident of the Meraglim coming back, telling the negative things about Eretz Yisrael, and the Gezeirah was going to be that they're going to be, staying in the Midbar for another 40 years, a group of people became very disenchanted, and they wanted to jump the gun. They wanted to go straight to Eretz Yisrael. Let's learn the Pesukim. This is the paragraph, the first box in paragraph 2. Vayidaber Moshe Sadvarim Hoedel Kol B'nei Yisrael Vayis Ablu Ha'amayit. Moshe Rabbeinu told the news that they're going to be in the Midbar for another 40 years, and the people were mourning. It's terrible, shocking news. They're not going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. It's a tragedy. We're going to go up. Yes, let's carry on. I don't know how many people there were, but I'm not sure if the pasuk tells us, I can't remember, but there was a significant number of people, as we'll see. Why are you going? It's not going to succeed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not. Al ta'alu ki ein Hashem bekir b'chem v'lo yitzinik v'lifei aveichem, because you're going to expose yourself to destruction. Ki ha'amaleki v'aknani shom l'fneichem v'nufaltim b'cherev, and you're going to, the amalekim, the knanim are there, you'll fall to the sword. Ki ha'kan sheftem echer Hashem v'lo yirei Hashem imochem, Hashem will be with you. V'yapilu liris ha'vishaha, they force themselves up. And Nebuchadnezzar was a big onslaught, and they died. Now, this is amazing. This is not the only time where people jumped the gun. There was another time where there was a certain hope, and maybe a yush that they just wanted out already. And that took place towards the end of the Shibbut. 30 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was another group of people who calculated the Kates. They thought that 400 years was up, but they miscalculated. They tried to leave, and they did leave, and it ended in disaster as well. Now, what am I referring to? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, this is Sanhedrin Sadi base on the base. You remember the story with Yechezkel, in the Valley of the Dry Bones. And Yechezkel Hanavi resurrected all of these people, all of the bones that he encountered. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Beis Amar Beis says, Man ninhu mesim shehechi Yechezkel. Who were these people that Yechezkel resurrected? Different opinions. One opinion is, Omerav, Elu b'nei Ephraim, shemonu lokeitz v'tol. It's referring to the b'nei Ephraim, who calculated the keitz, and they got it wrong. They made a mistake. Rashi explains, shelo hoya lehem ninus gezeres v'ofdom v'inu esom, elem shelemed Yitzchok. At the bris ben habasarim, Avraham Avinu was told that your children are going to go into Golis for 400 years, and they calculated it not from the birth of Yitzchok, which is the correct time to calculate it, to haksiv ki gei ezar choze Yitzchok, to haksiv ki bi Yitzchok ki kol echozera, v'heim monu mishos hadibul Avraham. They counted the 400 years from the time of the conversation with Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the bris ben habasarim. V'tanya b'seida olam, Avraham Avinu b'shar shenadab imoy ben habasarim ben 70 shana hoya. He was 70 years old at the bris ben habasarim. And there was a 30 years gap between that and when Yitzchak was born. So he was 70, Avram, at the bris ben habasarim, and he was 100 when Yitzchak was born. So therefore, from when Yitzchak was born, when Avram was 100, there was 400 years later, is when Yetzias Mitzrayim takes place. The Bnei Ephraim, they got it wrong. They miscalculated, they thought it was from then, but actually it was from the birth of Yitzchak 30 years later. Now, therefore they left Mitzrayim early, and it ended in disaster, they all died, and those were the bones, they were the people who died, and it was their bones that Yechezkel saw, and he was Machayim Mesim. Now, there is a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. This is remarkable. The Gemara in Pesachim, Gimel Amud Beis says, Hahu Arno, it tells a fascinating story. There was a certain Aramean, a non-Jewish person, to have a salik v'ochel Pesachim Yerushalayim. He liked his meat, and he would go up to Yerushalayim around the time of Korban Pesach, and he would boast that he would partake of the meat of the Korban Pesach, despite the fact that a non-Jewish person is not allowed to. It says, Omar Ksiv, he said, this fellow said, Kol ben lecha lo yechaboy, kol ora lo yechaboy, va'ana kochilna, even though the Torah says non-Jewish people can't partake of the Korban Pesach, I had mishufrei shufri, the choicest meat that was there. Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, mikosof loch me'alya, he, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, is a clever person, he said, I've got to put a stop to this. So this is what he did. He said to this man, have you had the tail of the animal? You haven't had the best part. Have you had the tail of the alyo is the tail of the animal? So Omale Loi, no, I haven't had the tail. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said to him, Ki salta lahosam, when you go up next to Yerushalayim, Eim elohu sfuni me alyo, please give me the tail. Ki salik, so that's what happens. Ki salik, he went up. Omale lohu, and he said to the Kohanim, Me alya safali, can you please give me the tail of the Korban Pesach? Amrulei alya ligvoya salka, what are you talking about? The tail is offered up on the Mizbeach, you don't eat the tail. Amrulei man omeloch hachi, who told you to ask for the tail? Amrulehu Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Yehuda ben Beseira, the great Tamoira, he told you to take that, to have the tail. Amru, so they said, my eye, they come on, there's something fishy going on over here. Baltku basrei, they investigated. Va'ashkechu darmo havadi, he was a non-Jewish person who was trying his luck, and he was pretending to be Jewish or whatever it was, and he was taking the Korban Pesach, and therefore he didn't get away with it, but got through, and they killed him. Now, Tosfos on that Gemara asked the Kasha. Interesting Gemara. Interesting Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told this fellow, when you go up to the Ohel Regel, this is what you should ask for. Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira there? He's also Jewish. He also should be on the regal. Says Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira shaloi on the regal, he seemingly was not there. Two answers, says Tosfos. Number one, Yeshlema shaloi lo karka. He didn't own land. If you don't own land, you're not mechuyev in aliyas l'aliyah l'regal. That's a rule. Or maybe he was too old, he was unable to go, etc. Now, that's the answer that Tosfos gives. Now take a look at the last line. There's an amazing God. Ach, omdu achreinim b'dirat Taisus. The achreinim question Taisus and they say, minayin lohem she'ochein Rabbi Yehuda memeser lohe lechelik baretz. How did Taisus know that Rabbi Yehuda memeser did not have a portion of Eretz Yisrael? Didn't when they came into Eretz Yisrael, everyone gets a portion of Eretz Yisrael? So why was Taisus so confident that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Ubiya hagro, next paragraph. I'm at the bottom box of the second page. Ubiya hagro, the Gaon, this is brought in Beis Yitzchok, al pi hamuva Masechet Sanhedrin. That the Gaon says, based on the above Gemara, Gemara also in Sanhedrin, b'meisim shehechye yechezkel she'olol Eretz Yisrael, nosu noshim, v'huli debonim v'bonus. Those meisim who Yechezkel resurrected, what happened to them? Well, they came back to life, they got married, they had families. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira kom al raglov v'omar. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira one time stood up and said, Ani mibnei bneihem, I am descended from those meisim that Yechezkel was mechaya, was resurrected. V'halolu tefillin sheniach li abba mehem. And these are the tefillin my great-grandfather, he was one of them. The hine, and therefore, it isn't the last paragraph. Bein l'deir besugi shelafoneinu sheharetz nechleko yetzim Yitzrayim, or bein l'deir shenechleko levoi haretz. The Gemara says there's a machlokes. How do they divide the land? According to, if you got a ticket for some land in Yitzrael, if you came out of Yitzrayim, or if you were one of the people who were boi haretz, you were going into the land. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Either you get a ticket because you are one of the people who are yetzim Yitzrayim, you left Yitzrayim, or you're one of the people who go into Eretz Yisrael. Oysom meisim shechi yecheskel, but those people who yecheskel resurrected, lo hayu lo mi yetz Mitzrayim, lo mi boi haretz. They were neither. Shehari yotzum Mitzrayim, shonim rabbis lifnei bnei Yisrael. They left 30 years before Klal Yisrael. Vehigiyu lo aretz meos shonim lachareim, and they were resurrected and came into Eretz Yisrael many hundreds of years later at the time of Yecheskel, when they came back to life. Because they weren't of those people who left Mitzrayim, nor were they of those who came into Eretz Yisrael at the time of the rest of Klal Yisrael, so they didn't have a chelik in the land. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who said himself, "I am a descendant of those people," that's how Tosfos knew they didn't have a chelik in the land. Amazing. So let me just summarize what I've said. What have we said over here? That in after the bad news of the Meraglim, there were a group of people who forced their way up to go to Eretz Yisrael and ended in calamity. They were killed. There was another time, not the same time, but there was another time towards the end of Golos Mitzrayim, 30 years before, where they also jumped the gun. They wanted to push their way because they thought they miscalculated. They thought that 400 years of that Avraham Avinu was told, Geyez Arecha, that you're going to be in a land, a foreign land, 400 years, the time is up, because they calculated 400 years from when the Bris Ben Absalom took place. What they didn't realize was that the 400 years is actually from the birth of Yitzchok, as the Rashi there in Sanhedrin explains. Now, apropos to that, they were, says the Gemara, they were according to Rav, they were the Mesim Shehecha Yecheskel. And says the Gemara in Pesachim, with that incident of that Aramean, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira fooled him into exposing his fraud. And the question Tosfos asks is, but where's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Why didn't he go up to Eil Ragel? Teretz is, says Tosfos, lo hayo lo karka. How do you know that? Says the Vilna Gaon, because if Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira was a descendant of those Mason, Yechezkel was Mechaya, he's not going to get a chelik in the land. Because you only get a chelik in the land one of two possible ways, machlek is in the Gemara. Either you're of the Yotzei Mitzrayim, or you're of the Boi Ha'aretz. And those Mesim, who is Hechia Yecheskel, were neither. And therefore, he never got a chelik in the land, and that's how Tosfos knew that he would not be Mechuyev in Aliyah L'Regel, because Lohoi L'Karaka. Okay, so there we have two very interesting ideas. One is Ben Amram, you see the negative, a derogatory term used. On the other hand, so too with Ben Yishai, but on the other hand, in Parshas Peshalach, there is an occasion where you use Ben Amram in a very positive term, because Shchinu Mitaveres Mitoch Groinei, and really it's the greatest praise, as per that Ben Yehoda. And then we had, as we described, the very interesting Vilna Gaon on Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.